You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That he was honored to receive a bracha, Naftali Seva Ratzon Umale Bikat Hashem. He's Seva Ratzon. You know what that means? Sabea. Sabea means satisfied. You're satisfied. Ratzon means Ratzon, that means his will. His desires. So he's very satisfied. Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom gave a blessing to Naftali. What was the blessing? Remember the blessing that Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom gave to Naftali? Avinu. Naftali ayala shelucha hanoten imre shafer. So Naftali, as you know the story about Esav and Yaakov Avinu Alayhi Shalom, that Esav claimed that Marat HaMachpelah belongs to him. So Naftali is Ayala. He's a very fast runner. So now his bracha that was given, Naftali Ayala Shelucha Hanoten Imre Shafer. So what does that mean? Naftali is a fast runner. And also, what does it say in the end? Hanoten Imre Shafer. What does that mean? He speaks very pleasantly. Hanoten Imre Shafer. What is the connection between the beginning and the end? One more time. Naftali has two qualities. He's a fast runner and he's a very pleasant talker. What's the connection between the beginning and the end?
Somebody is usually run fast, is in rush all the time, talking to him. So Yaakov Avinu giving the bracha not to be fast talking.
No, he says that's how it is. So that means, right, so what does that mean?
He rushes to do tefillah, and then his words become also pleasant.
Beautiful, very nice. But like, let's say in one aspect that people have such type of manner. Like, let's say, look, they have some type of craving to food. Like, they like to eat, right? Or fast eaters. Like the fast eaters. So when somebody eats fast or eats a lot, so what type of personality he has?
Hyper.
Impatient. No, chas v'shalom.
Selfish.
No, he likes food. No, it's okay. You know, this food is there to eat, but. No, but the point of matter here is, that's why it's the psychology of...
He's stressed.
Stress?
Unsettled. His mind.
So that means in one area of our character, that applies to other areas. Like if you fast either, you get angry, you rush, you know, you don't let other people to speak, right? So that here... You see, very beautiful message here. It says Naftali, he's a fast runner. Well, same aspect, he talks very pleasantly. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't go together. Because if you're a fast runner, obviously you say whatever that comes to your head, right? You throw things, you know, whatever you like. But here, we see Naftali was praised because even though that he runs fast, he doesn't let that his desire or quality to run fast, it will cause side effect for other area. Understand? Like, let's say lift weighter, right? He lifts, you know, 500 pounds. How do you expect him to hug you? Yeah, he breaks your bones. I mean, he's not going to, you know, hug you gently. Why? Because that's how he was trained. But here is a Naphtali, has such a great quality. That many times that we have a type of quality that then becomes destructive in other area. Harmful. So now here, the Birkat Moshe makes sense. It says, Naphtali, Seva Ratzon. Umale Birkat Hashem. What does that mean? Seva Ratzon. Like say, though, know, when people, let's say, they have the problem of temperamental, right? So how do they being advised to manage it? What are they told? Like let's say somebody that gets angry constantly, what does psychologist tell them? Who's our doctor? Doctor.
Yeah,
what should they do? No, what do they suggest to do? No, that's Jewish. Yeah, but they believe that you should not suppress your feeling. Yeah, right. That's what they don't believe in Rambam. But they suggest you get a pillow or one of these punching bags. Whenever you felt angry, you just punch it, right? You let it out. That's what you should do. So then you relieve yourself. But the problem here is that sometimes when you're outside, there's no punching bag. So what do you do? Yeah, you know, anything you see, you either kick, you punch, you know, you let it out. You know, that's what, because they don't teach you that. What is exactly the problem is that you should not get angry. Why are you getting angry? You have to believe that everything is for good. You have to have a munah. So actually when you get angry, you are egoistic. You have gava, but they don't tell them these things.
It's too hard to teach that.
Sorry?
It's
obviously, yeah, it's very, very, very hard to be able to, you know, you get a punching bag from, what is it, 5-star, it's called? Yeah?
Big five.
I'm sorry. Yeah, big five, and then you keep punching it, and that's it. Again, the problem here is, then you cannot distinguish, you know, this is the punching bag or human being, or my wife, or my husband, or... yeah, that's... So now here, Rakav Avner Shalom gives such a praise to Naphtali. His Ayala Sheducha. Oh, he runs so fast. But him running fast has nothing to do to be able to speak nicely, say proper words. Hanoten Imreish Shafer. What this word came to your head? How are you able to say such a thing? How? Because that's how it is. Because... unfortunately, when we are good at one character area, so then we let it to affect other areas. And here, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is teaching to understand that to be seva ratzon is a greatest gift. Greatest gift. What does that mean? That means to be qane. It's called qana'at. Seva ratzon. To be able to, as Mishnah, we learn. Eizu ashir. Sameach v'chelro. Sameach v'chelro. That means that you have to be thankful that whatever that Hashem has given you, and also bechelko could mean not only your share, somebody else's share. So hasamiach bechelko, and that's a problem, and that's the greatest problem that we all have, because we cannot be thankful for somebody else's share, because I want that share. It doesn't mean that he has money or look and kavod. He's right. Why is he right? So I have to fight with it. That's the share that I feel I'm wrong. He's right. So now I'm not Ashir anymore. But the Ashir means even you see somebody else has the right, you have to be happy for him. It's not that he has money or look and the other qualities. Even though that I'm wrong and he's right, he has to be happy with his share. And that's the hardest task in life. To say, you know, I'm happy I was wrong. Not I'm right. I'm happy that I'm wrong. Why? Somebody else is right. And that's what's called seva ratzon. That this is the greatest, greatest, greatest level that one can attain. That he has an inner peace. They don't sell it in pharmacy. There's no prescription for it.
So if he doesn't have that, he's jealous.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That you see, that's the nature that is implanted in us. You like the seat that he's sitting. You like the car that he's driving. He likes... You like the belonging that he has, that's the nature that we have. And that to cure it, you have to realize that Ribono Shel Olam has given you better things than whatever that people have, or whatever the things that you see. But the way you look at it, you don't appreciate what you have. But if you are thankful for whatever that Hashem has given you, then you don't look outside. Now the story of a kid was trying to reach the bell. It was too high. So somebody was passing by. He says, the kid cannot reach the bell. So he lifted him up to be able to ring the bell. So he rang the bell and then ran away. You used to do that too? Huh? And then sometimes you're trying to help people and you know they what they're trying to do. Then you become the partner of the crime. But you thought, and I'm helping him. But you become partner of crime. But because you even don't realize what he's up to. What is the thinking? Why? Because he's not... Why are you trying to ring the bell off other people? Why? What's wrong with you? Why? That kid do that. Why did they like it? You know, people come out and say, oh, he's outside, you know. They like to do that. They hold the block, they keep ringing the bell, and then they run away. And that's what people do. We all do this. Well, what kind of satisfaction you get out of this? Why are you not happy with your own thing? Go ring the your own bell at your own house. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you have to get to life the sound of your own bell. Hashem is like, hey, no, she yeah, seva ratzon. Is that Hashem? It's going to be shalom aleinu.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.